we call on all the baptized present to stand.
Dear brothers and sisters, through the Paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ in baptism, that we may walk with him in newness of life. And so let us renew the promises of holy baptism, in which we once renounced Satan and his works, and promised to serve God in the Holy Catholic Church. And so I ask you, do you renounce sin so as to live in the freedom of the children of God? Do you renounce the lure of evil so that sin may have no mastery over you? Do you renounce Satan, the author and prince of sin? Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? And may Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed on us forgiveness of our sins, keep us by his grace in Christ Jesus, our Lord, for eternal life. Amen.
Please be seated. We call on those who serve in the order of deacon to stand and renew their promises.
My brother deacons, at your ordination, you were called and consecrated to give yourself fully in loving service to the work of continuing the mission and ministry of Jesus Christ, the servant. Are you resolved now to rededicate yourselves to the works of charity and service, to the ministry as heralds of the gospel and as ministers in the liturgical assembly? The Lord Jesus came among us not to be served, but to serve. May his word dwell richly in your hearts and strengthen your resolve to serve faithfully in his name. May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Amen.
Please be seated. We call on all those in the order of presbyter to stand.
My dear brother priests, before God and his holy people assembled here in prayer, let us now proclaim and renew our resolve to be more united with our Lord Jesus Christ and more closely imitate and follow him by denying ourselves and living the gospel virtues. Let us now restate and recommit ourselves to those promises about our sacred calling and duties towards Christ's beloved people, which, prompted by love of him and them, we willingly and joyfully pledged on the day of our ordination. Let them be for us and for God's people not just a promise, but also a solemn honor. And so, together, by solemn honor, I promise to exercise the ministry of teaching and preaching worthily and wisely, always preaching the true gospel message as it is interpreted by the church's magisterium, and always teaching true and sound doctrine that is clearly and unambiguously in full conformity with the Catholic faith handed on in the church. Furthermore, in my own life, in every word and deed, I will always practice what I teach and preach, not on my own behalf, but on behalf of the church. By solemn honor, I promise to celebrate faithfully and reverently the mysteries of Christ, always and everywhere, in accord with the church's tradition and specific liturgical clear laws, so as to be in complete and absolute conformity with all mandated norms as given in the church's liturgical books and rites, and the glory of God and the sanctification of God's holy people. By solemn honor, I promise always to live my commitment to remain celibate and to live a chaste life as an enduring sign of my love of Christ, the Lord, and his holy people. In particular, I promise always to have and to seek only appropriate, wholesome, and chaste relationships, to observe boundaries, most especially with the young and vulnerable, and to avoid and renounce at all costs any attitudes, behavior, strategies, or actions that could lead to scandal or the endangering of any of God's people. I promise each and every day to conform the pattern of my life ever more closely to Christ the High Priest, who offered himself for us to the Father as a pure sacrifice. By solemn honor, I promise to dedicate myself absolutely and totally to being a true and faithful shepherd of God's holy people, and an honest and true steward of their gifts, always acting and living in love and service of them. In particular, I promise to avoid and renounce any selfish or materialistic lifestyle, any sense of entitlement or privilege, and any misappropriation of the parish or church's financial and material goods or property. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you have heard our promises, proclaiming our resolve and commitment to love and serve you and our Lord. Accept this resolve and our solemn honor. Pray for us that we may always be true, faithful, and loving servants and stewards of all that has been entrusted to our care. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Where are these?